I just said to Deacon Chris, "So what should I preach about?" Well, you know, all of us gathered here today, we should not be smug. We cannot take this faith of ours for granted. Because do you know that for 2,000 years before the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate in this holy season, only the Jews knew the God that we worship. To them alone, God had revealed himself. The psalmist sings in the 147th Psalm, "He has revealed his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. For no other nation has he done this. No other has known his judgments." And this is what St. Paul says about the Jews in Romans chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. He says, "Theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Messiah. God who is over all be blessed forever. Amen." Now, God revealed to Abraham, the father of the Jewish faith, that all nations would be blessed in him and his descendants, but he didn't say how that would happen. Well, the how is what St. Paul exuberantly celebrates to the Ephesians in our second reading, something that was beyond the wildest Gentile dreams. And that is that all of us who are non-Jews, because of the revelation of Jesus, which we celebrate in this holy season, we are made fellow heirs with the Jewish chosen people. We are made members of the same body with them. We are made partakers of the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. In other words, all of us who were outsiders have now been allowed in. And today we celebrate this great mystery shown to us by revelation. This is big shakes, church. We cannot take it for granted. Now, in our gospel today, there are two Gentile responses to this great mystery made known to us by revelation. In this corner, we have Herod, a non-Jewish Edomite who was appointed king of the Jews by the Roman Senate. And in this corner, we have the three wise men, whom scholars opine were probably from Iran. Now, Herod's desire to worship Christ is an insincere pretense. Moreover, Herod's response to the gift of God, this gift of grace that God has given us in Jesus, is to feel threatened because of how the coming of Jesus will impact his way of life, his comfort, his prerogatives. The Iranian Magi, on the other hand, we are told by Matthew that they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy at the revelation of the star. Now, church, this is not a calm, quiet joy that warms the breast. It wasn't like, "Oh, brothers, look, the star in the heavens. I am so filled with joy." No, Matthew says they rejoiced exceedingly. That means with excess. And if that were not enough, he adds, with great joy. They were overcome with glee. They could not contain themselves. Now, all of us as Gentiles, as non-Jews, who have been allowed in from what we were previously outside of, we do not want to be heirs of Herod, ignoring this great revelation of Jesus because we're too caught up with our way of life, our worship only being an insincere pretense. No, we, as Gentiles, non-Jews, we want to be followers of the Magi and offer to Emmanuel, God who is ever with us, our treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That is our sincere worship. Now, what are the treasures in our life that we can offer to Emmanuel, God who is ever with us? St. Gregory the Great, one of the four great fathers of the Western Church, says that the gold that the Magi bring symbolize Christ's wisdom shining through us. So we offer to Christ the treasure of our gold in worship by listening to him, following his way of wisdom, witnessing to his gospel by our words and deeds. St. Gregory says that the frankincense symbolizes the prayer and adoration that we give Christ. So we offer Christ the treasure of our frankincense in worship by honoring his presence among us, by the quality time we spend each day in prayer to get to know him better and to love him personally. St. Gregory says that the myrrh symbolizes our daily self-sacrifices. So we offer Christ the treasure of our myrrh in worship by the many ways each day we die to self, to our self-centeredness, to our self-interest, for the honor and glory of God, or for the good of others. O come, let us adore him. Amen.